This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normal. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we sit here this moment, I can tell you unreservedly that I'm very happy that Donald Trump was our president for 4 years. Even with my most critical eye. And I'm not completely uncritical of him. I think he was a master at misdirection. At this moment, I'm a little unconvinced that his unique combination of personal qualities is what we need in 2024. Though my guess would be, and it's really just flipping a coin, is that he's not going to run again. But I don't know. And who knows? Stranger things have happened, like him being elected at all. His track record as the most conservative president since Reagan is 100% indisputable. As is his success at actually accomplishing conservative things. Now, right now, George W., you know, we had his back on more than one occasion in his 8 years. And he's currently sucking up to his new besties, Barack and Bill. And, you know, they used to call him Chimpy McHalliburton Hitler. And now we're embarrassing to him. He did nothing but run his full mouth about compassion the whole time he was in office. And his legacy is a disaster, but maybe he can make up for it for painting some more photos or portraits of the troops that his incompetence got maimed. Then, you know, these guys are the three stooges of establishment unearned arrogance. And they were up there the other day with President Asterisk during his Potomkin inauguration, high-fiving each other because the status quo is restored. Yet, that Clinton-Bush-Obama triumvirate of mediocrity was that in and of itself, was more responsible for Trump than anybody else. We saw, looking at them, what the elite was, and we said, no thanks. So we elected the anti-Clint Bush Obama. He questioned the status quo back when you saw question authority bumper stickers on Priuses. Now those stickers read, ban fake news for daring to challenge the narrative. He saw Iraq and Afghanistan for what they were, asked why, and concluded that the mush-mouth answers of the elite aside, these desolate hellholes, were not worth the bones of a single Nebraskan paratrooper. He looked at the Wall Street meltdown slash bailout, and all he saw was a scam. He saw a bunch of factories pack off to Chi-Com land and watch the suffering of hard-working, patriotic, unelite Americans. And, you know, that was dismissed with a sneer and advice to learn to code. He spoke for the people that those in the smart set are supposed to hate. And that, along with his absolute refusal to care what anybody thought, was his greatness. Sometimes you need the fighter, but the thing about a fighter is that they fight. And sometimes they fight when other tactics might be productive. He acted exactly as we expected him to, even when we did not necessarily want him to do it that way. It was always amusing to see people sign, wistfully remarked, I only wish Trump would stop with the tweeting. But Trump without the tweeting wasn't Trump. On the, on the menu, you got the fantastic New York steak, but you also get the gross root vegetable puree and makes you rich instead of the cream spinach you love. If you're looking for a Trump without the rough edges, well, you're not looking for a Trump. You would forego his greatness for mid-ish mediocrity. And Trump went into full fight mode after the establishment dragged Asterisk to a very narrow pseudo-victory through outright fraud, unconstitutionally enacted and scam-inviting laws and regulations, and the norm-shattering outright partisanship of the media. Do you think if there was evidence of massive foreign corruption and pics of a snoozled Don Jr. letting his crack pipe hang out, that the media wouldn't cover it up? You think they would have covered it up like they did for Hoover Biden? If you do, you must have been banging rails with him in the White House bowling alley Wednesday night, and if you aren't careful, you may end up with your own stripper baby. There was a cunning play to run after the unfair election, but Trump did not pick the cunning play, and instead of playing out his legal challenges and seeming to gracefully accept the inevitable and run out the clock, he let himself be sucked into a morass of Kraken-fueled chaos. I understand it. I wanted all that to be true. I knew it wasn't. I really wanted it to be. His treatment of Mike Pence for that, I mean, Mike Pence was loyal to him. And Mike Pence refused to pretend that there was some magic wand that could undo the injustice after New Year's. And that attack on Pence, to me, was obnoxious. And this was where his weakness was with personnel. He selected bums early on and it cost him. And he showed little loyalty to those like Pence who served him well. People who helped him needed pardons. They did not get them. But hey, now the Kodak Black is in the clear. He can make some more anti-Trump rant videos. There's no reasonable case to be made that Trump is morally, much less legally, to blame for the Capitol Hill mini-riot. The FBI doesn't seem to think so, charging some of the Viking-clad eccentrics who participated with planning it ahead of time. And that makes the whole Trump speech inside of the multi-ethnic white supremacist thing tough to prove. If they were smart, they would not try. Impeachment, too, this will just simply make him that which they do not want him to be, which is more popular. If the Senate did manage to ban him from public office, even though they love them some democracy, yet taking away the ability of the people to decide if Trump deserves another term seems pretty undemocratic to me, then that solves the real problems for the GOP. And it gives Trump an out as well. He is getting older. He wants to show these idiots that they can't beat him, but he can become a kingmaker. And after what Wyoming is going to do to Mitt Cheney for her betrayal, most of the GOP saps will refuse to convict. If they can't do what's right because it's right, then let them do it because they fear a primary. And Trump's got a decision coming up. Maybe he chills or maybe he decides to get his Grover Cleveland on. But the big question is whether Asterisk and after the whole 25th Amendment thing goes down, Selena Kamala Meyer screw up as big as we expect. Then maybe the voters will decide once and again that a few mean tweets aren't so bad. But for those never Trumpers out there, he's gone. All of you that were hanging on this thing that we just got to hold the Senate, well, that didn't work out. Did you expect it to work out? I know a lot of people went down there to try to stop it. But they, you know, given the way the presidential election went, I'm surprised that you thought that there was a chance for the senatorial election. But no matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You can check them out at franklinarmory.com. right now the country is still trying to sit back in an attempt to absorb the ramification about how Parler was obliterated from the internet. The claims behind the decision have been flimsy, and the moves behind the scenes were very obviously coordinated. And, you know, that there are already questions swirling about the legitimacy of the power wielded by the Silicon Valley companies. Now, because due to their arrogance and their seeming belief that they are untouchable, the issue may now turn darker, thanks in part to Apple CEO Tim Cook. Past Sunday, he was on a barnstorm schedule, hitting numerous news outlets to make an announcement regarding his company's planned rollout of a new initiative. And as these appearances were scheduled weeks back, his PR became diluted by the need to discuss the decision by his company Target Parler following the events at the Capitol on January the 6th. And it did not help his cause, nor that of the other tech giants involved in recent moves of suppression. So first he sat down with Chris, I really like Joe Biden Wallace on Fox News Sunday, and described the thinking behind the call for Parler to be removed from their app store. He said, we looked at the incitement to violence that was on there, and we didn't consider that free speech and incitement to violence has an intersection. And this is a unique distinction he makes, considering one of the prevailing arguments from the left supporting the removal of Parler, that this is a private company acting as it sees fit, cites federal independence. Here's Cook making what is sounding like a governmental decision. And which, you know, who died and made him boss here? I mean, he's making a determination here for you on what qualifies as free speech. But it wasn't done. Then he went on CBS this morning, and he sounded less like a corporate suit than he did an uninformed authoritarian. He said, I think it's key that people be held accountable for it. This is not something that should escape. This is something we've got to be very serious about and understand, and then we need to move forward. His desire to deliver accountability continued in this amazing passage that he uttered. I think no one is above the law. That's the great thing about our country. We're a rule of law country. I think everyone who had a part in it needs to be held accountable. I don't think we should let it go. I think holding people accountable is important. So now, Tim is involved in law enforcement. So this essentially erases any of the private company talk. Corporations are not in the business of meting out justice. Cook's line of thinking here is enforcement of governmental standards, which now invites attention where these tech titans do not want people sniffing around. Note how Trump was almost uniformly muzzled across numerous platforms in simultaneous fashion, and that Parler was targeted by Apple and Google on the same day, immediately followed by Amazon announcing it was shutting them down. The collusion between these monolithic corporations is evident, and the claims of the illegal plotting on Parler are not only followed with little evidence, but, you know, if people were moving to incite violence after the January the 6th, you know, thing, where are the criminal charges of seditious acts brought by federal law enforcement? And then consider the result they delivered. These companies all acted in concert to target one political side. And Tim Cook has just asserted with his talk of enforcing laws that he is acting out on the behalf of federal standards, not on corporate policy. And this lands their action squarely into the antitrust arena that none of them want to find themselves in regarding their protections. But then another problem arises with the accusations sent to Parler's way. Since the content on its platform was declared a valid reason to have it shut down, what then happens to Twitter? Not only was that site also known to have the plotting of the Capitol attack taking place, it too shares hosting with Amazon's AWS, seemingly justifying that it be shut down in like fashion. And that was not an isolated case. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg, she asserted the plotting of the Capitol attack also did take place on Facebook. But she weakly attempted to push off responsibility solely onto Parler because supposedly her site at least tried harder to remove violent dialogue. That doesn't absolve Facebook. Despite the claims to the contrary, Parler also has, or had, terms of service standards against violent speech, proven by some of the scant examples of the plotting shown on the web derived from the accounts Parler had disconnected due specifically to the displayed content. But that might not be the end of the self-created trouble. Because Dan Bongino described on an episode of his broadcast days after the attack that Apple had sent Parler an email explaining the decision to shut it down. Bongino's an investor there. The email, according to Bongino, declared that Parler was culpable in the seditious activity because it did not take proper action to remove the content. Parler, according to Apple, was responsible for the content that appeared on the platform. And this might be the distinction none of these tech giants want to be brought into the discussion. If they're to declare Parler solely responsible for the content, then it cuts directly into the arena of the infamous Section 230 protections that these companies enjoy. And for years, the social media platforms have eluded responsibility under the shield of 230 because they're not held responsible for the third-party content on their sites. Because they're not declared to be publishers. And if Apple had, in fact, placed the specter of content responsibility onto Parler, it is declaring that the site was supposed to have acted in an editorial fashion. Given Parler operated in the exact same way as Twitter and Facebook, that becomes something of a tacit admission that they, too, are now editorially responsible. They are publishers, and that is not all. That's not at all what they want to become. So Tim Cook inadvertently comes out with this clear bias from the technology sector, completely unintended. And after years of claims made by the tech companies, you know, that they were targeting and squelching conservative voices, the common retort was that the conservatives should develop their own platforms if they feel so oppressed. But they did it. And, you know, it was far more than just viable. And then Parler shut down. First, conservative voices were criticized, then they were scorned as they moved into another arena. Once they became self-successful elsewhere, they were removed. So, given that the other platforms are equally culpable and share the same framework in the laws of their content, means that these giants have opened themselves up for a lot more than just some distrust. There may be a reckoning coming their way. That it arrives at the behest of their own action would be delicious. Should it ever play out, of course. We'll see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the articles of impeachment against former President Trump will arrive soon.
I've spoken to Speaker Pelosi, who informed me that the articles will be delivered to the Senate on Monday.
The New York Democrat also saying the former president will receive a fair and full trial in the Senate, but he did not say when it will start. The United States saw a slight drop in the number of daily deaths from the coronavirus on Thursday. The COVID tracking project saying just over 3,800 people died from coronavirus, down from just over 4,000 the day before. The confirmation parade continues for President Joe Biden, Lloyd Austin becoming the first black defense secretary, the Senate confirming the retired Army general in a 93-2 vote. You're listening to USA Radio News. Governors across the nation are bringing their National Guard troops from Washington, D.C. home after reports that troops were kicked out of the Capitol overnight. One of those governors, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, saying,
"Well, you know, when people call for help, we're always willing to stand up. The men and women of the New Hampshire National Guard, they take on any challenge, and they've really been phenomenal. They never complain. They headed down, and they did a great job, as did, I think, the National Guard of all across this country, 25,000 of them. So needless to say, when we saw some of the images that were coming back, heard some of the stories, you know, my guardsmen and women, they don't complain. And I'm not going to let them sit in a situation after serving the country so bravely, doing what they had to do in the nation's capital during a lot of time of real strife, to be put in a situation of that kind of disrespect. So I pulled them out immediately this morning."
Patrick Mahomes is expected to be under center Sunday for the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game. ESPN reporting the Kansas City quarterback is out of concussion protocol. USA Radio News.
"Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor."
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, this is the home of the binary trigger, the Saddle-Loose line, the Reformation line, the Militia line. Providence, go check them out at franklinarmory.com. 74,216,722. That's a number that keeps coming back at me. 74,216,722 votes for a president who was relentlessly vilified, maligned, lied about, and falsely accused of treason, not to mention high crimes and misdemeanors, every single day of his presidency, 365 days a year for 4 years. 74,216,722 votes for a man who did make unforced errors and harmed his own cause in innumerable ways, but still managed to accomplish policy goals that the polished, practiced professional Republicans who came before him only gave lip service to, but never really intended to lift a finger to try to accomplish. 74,216,722 voters who defied the overwhelming multi-headed leviathan of academia, pop culture, mainstream news, media, Hollywood, Broadway, professional sports, and big tech by going out of their way in a pandemic to vote for the most demonized figure in modern American history. 74,216,722 voices who are now expected just to go away. And we're not. We're not going to go away. We aren't going anywhere. Unity seems to be the word of the hour. It's a lovely notion. Who doesn't want unity? Things are always so much easier when we're unified. There's not no screaming at each other, you know, all this unsightly stuff that happens. But unity is a goal without any moral principle or value associated with it. To merely unify is a meaningless activity without examining what we are about to unify around. And that important detail was glaringly absent from Biden's inauguration address. To unify a nation around a destructive, immoral, and even evil policy is not a great accomplishment. I'm all for unity. We would have appreciated a little unity around America First, or perhaps around the Enforce Our Immigration Laws as written, or maybe the U.S. Embassy in Israel belongs in the capital city of Jerusalem. Those were all really good ideas and would be worthy of unified support. And instead, all we got was the resistance. And the calls for unity, these are really calls for no more debate. As Obama, the last great Let's All Unify president, said, as he dismissed Republicans who wanted some input in some of his more radical agenda items, he simply said, I won, you lost. They want to shut you up, they want to shut me up, they want to shut up the person that's beside you. The mainstream media and the big tech oligarchs, they colluded with the Biden campaign to virtually erase a factual, truthful, and completely legitimate report concerning an open FBI criminal investigation involving Hunter Biden and his ties to America's foreign adversaries. Millions of dollars and an alleged pay-to-play scheme reaching all the way to the man that is now the president. And that story was muted, silenced. Or you can call it unity. $74,216,722. They want all of us to shut up. That's the only way for them to have their unity. And we're not going to go away, at least not very easily. But we all have to consider what it's going to take to be ready for this. Because when I say ready for this, I mean ready for people to want to debate you about your idea, all the way down to people bringing arms up against you. And are you simply going to sit there and wait your turn to be shot? Because the attempts to silence us and our ideas in the name of unity have already begun. Now, social media freedom, if there was ever such a thing, well, there's a couple of countries doing things against these guys. Let's see, which one was it? Was it one of the African nations? Was it Ghana? Or I can't remember which one it was. Australia is out there, and they are out there coming up against these guys. So, the attacks, as they are launched your way. They're launched on conservative-leaning news outlets, and they will be followed by attacks on talk radio and eventually on right-leaning websites. And the first thing you guys can do is simply support all of those outlets. The ones we need on a daily basis to stay informed, and even more importantly, stay united in our opposition to the creeping socialism that we are about to witness in D.C. And, you know, $74,216,722. That's not nothing. This is a great start for some courageous growth that would actually, in the moment that we need it, in the moment that we want it, it would go a long way to renewing this country. We shouldn't go away. We can't go away. We're not going to go away. We're not going to be quiet. We're not going to unify. There's what they want us to unify around is simple submissiveness. That's the other thing. They also want to disarm us so that they can. That would be a great thing. That would go a long way towards the unity. the unity. One of the things they've been calling what happened on January the 6th is a siege. And when we're coming up on the next break, and when we get back, I'm going to tell you about a siege, and then we're going to talk about maybe some other stuff. But, I mean, we are now about to be forced into an area where they're going to try to tell us what to buy. They're going to try to tell us what to own. They're going to make it harder to own the stuff that we own already. I don't know how that's going to play. We already tried this. Remember cash for clunkers thing, like for cars and everything? We've already been down this route before. But, that's one thing they got in mind. And I'm going to tell you about the difference between that and this. And all of this ties in together because if they manage to shut us up and take our weapons away, these won't be concepts. These will be every day. This is what we have to fight as hard as we can. As hard as we can. So, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
While it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. They referred to what happened on January the 6th as insurrection, riot, siege. I especially like that one, siege, because that was nowhere near a siege. You want to know what a siege was? I'll tell you about a siege. In World War II, we saw the siege of Leningrad, and it stands as a chilling reminder of the toll a military blockade can take on a civilian population. German forces first reached the city in 1941 as part of Operation Barbarossa, a massive surprise attack on the Soviet Union. But they were very eager to avoid the carnage of urban warfare. So the Nazis made no serious attempts to take Leningrad by force. Instead, Hitler opted for a brutal alternative, laying siege and starving the city into submission. The 3 million inhabitants of Leningrad had been caught unprepared and lacked sufficient supplies for a prolonged standoff. In addition to daily bombardments by the Luftwaffe, they were soon forced to contend with extreme hunger, freezing temperatures, and disease. People ate everything from wallpaper paste to shoe leather to supplement their meager bread rations, and some even resorted to cannibalism. And despite those horrific circumstances, the citizens of Leningrad managed to endure life under siege for 872 days. From September 1941 until January 1944. Even in victory, the siege was tragic. By the time the city was finally freed by the Red Army, an estimated 1 million Soviets, most of them civilians, have died. That's a siege. What happened on January the 6th, that was a rowdy Instagram photo session. Nothing more. They can call it what they like. But, you know, anyway. One of the things they want to do is they want to tell you what to buy and they want to tell you what to drive. And the Holy Grail for the greenies is the electric car. And one of the things you're told if you buy an electric car is how much you're going to save in terms of maintenance costs, which is a total con job. EVs are not no maintenance or even low maintenance relatives to non-electric cars. They are different maintenance, and they are not cheaper to maintain. Instead of oil and filter changes, you change the battery pack. What do you suppose is going to end up costing you more over the life of the vehicle? And that will shortly become very clear. An oil filter change, the way I do it with my car, is about $80. Most non-electric cars need their oil and filter changed about once every 6,000 miles or so, about twice a year, given the average of 10,000 to 12,000 miles most people drive each year. That works out to $100 annually over the course of 10 years. You'd spend $1,000 for oil and filter changes in this example, compared to nothing for oil and filter changes if you owned an EV. But if you owned an electric vehicle, it is probable that you'd have to replace the battery before 10 years go by, because EV batteries don't last that long in regular service before the regular discharge recharge process reduces and then kills their capacity to retain charge, at which point the EV becomes as useful as a non-electric car with a bad engine. And the battery for an electric vehicle is a lot more expensive than oil and filters. If you wanted to, the lowest cost out there is the Nissan Leafs. And changing their battery out ranges from $4,500. And the cost to swap out the higher performing versions, 62 kilowatts, runs closer to $8,000. So that's basically 80 years of oil changes. But you'll be paying this sooner. And, you know, the battery pack is not going to last as long as the electric vehicle is going to, especially not the life of it. But then think about the typical service life of an entire non-EV, which is generally 12 to 15 years before anything more than routine maintenance such as oil and filter changes is necessary. But there's another expense associated with the comparatively short life of the EV battery. It is the reduction in value of the EV with a tired battery. An 8-year-old used non-electric car is still valuable because it still has life left in it. An 8-year-old EV with an 8-year-old battery has much less life left unless you replace the tiring battery, and this cost is reflected in the cratered resale value of old EVs. On top of the expense of the new EV battery and the cost of reduced resale value, there's the expense of other maintenance items that will need to be performed. Like the cooling system service. Most EVs have these even though they haven't got engines. But their batteries need to be kept not too hot or else there can be a fire. And also not too cold or else they become useful as bricks. And that system needs maintenance too. Brakes, well, you got brake pads and such, as well as tires and suspension parts. And they're more or less the same as any other car, and they also wear out over time and need to be replaced or serviced. Now, the brake pads on an EV will last longer because they use the resistance of the electric motor to aid in deceleration. But what you paid for that motor and those batteries is a great deal more than a non-electric vehicle owner pays for brake pads, even if he buys them twice as often. A set for a typical car costs about $100, and new pads usually last 30,000 to 50,000 miles, depending on how you drive. Assume new brakes every 3 years, which is much more often than most people need them. And that's about another $1,000 over 10 years, plus the $1,000 for the oil and filters. And we're still not halfway to the cost of replacing the low-cost 30-kilowatt EV battery before 10 years. And then there's the cost of the EV itself when you buy it. Like you can get a Nissan Leaf or Chevy Bolt for around $35,000, or you could buy a non-electric Toyota Corolla or small crossover SUV for about $20,000 and have $15,000 left over for oil and filter changes, brake pads, and so on. But wait, and here's the beauty. Electricity You don't have to spend money on gas now. But here comes the kicker. Electricity isn't free, and it's going to cost even more when Uncle Joe applies the taxes currently not applied to electricity, which isn't even a political thing so much as an unavoidable thing, as the roads don't get built and maintained for free either. And motor fuels taxes will pay for those things. So expect the equivalent, or at least the current rough average of 50 cents per gallon to be applied in kilowatts and volts, plus a probable additional tax to pay for the new generating capacity that will be needed to offset the cost of building out the additional generating capacity EVs will require beyond the generating capacity of the grid as it exists now, which is not enough to power the things it already powers, plus millions of electric cars. You may have to pay for upgrades to your home's electrical panel if you want to get back on the road in less than 8 to 12 hours that it takes to trickle charge an EV on 120-volt household outlets. That alone could cost you more than you ever paid for oil and filter changes. So, yeah, the EV saves you money, but is it going to save you money? It's another con. You should get used to this. It's coming from politicians. The con. There is nothing that they know better than the con. Coming up next, we didn't get to do it yesterday, so we're going to have 1911 University of that with Joe Chambers. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.